This is the control panel, basically.
Kirill Motenko is on a mission.
I have no background in this at all.
After years working as a meat cutter, Motenko is learning to cut metal. More precisely, how to tell a machine to do it.
From the blueprints, you basically take that and make the measurements, which ones you need, and then you have to write that into the code.
Motenko is part of the precision machining program at Gateway Community College in Phoenix. When he graduates, he'll be considered a middle-skilled worker. That's someone with an education beyond high school, but less than a bachelor's degree.
Keep your right hand on the red button.
Between 2007 and 2015, the Brookings Institution found median earnings for all workers in Arizona fell 9%, while earnings for middle-skilled workers dropped more than 13%. The report suggests a healthy middle class will require workers to focus on specific areas that are in demand, like precision machining.
If you have the skill sets and you have the stick-to-itiveness and that perfectionist in you, you will be able to make money.
Michael Case helps run the program at Gateway College.
The last numbers that I saw, that on average, a machinist across the country was making about 52,000 a year.
The loss of manufacturing jobs weighs heavy on many minds. A Pew Research Center survey last year found 80% of people consider outsourcing of jobs to other countries to be the greatest harm to American workers. But economist Jim Hunsinger thinks there's a bigger threat.
Most of the technological improvements in our economy are not driving job creation. They're kind of job killers.
While speaking at the Economic Outlook 2017 event organized by the Greater Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, Hunsinger uses Amazon as an example.
Technology has allowed Amazon to be massively creating value in terms of market cap for their shareholders, but not employing very many people. They're doing it. They're leveraging technology, not people.
He says one of the greatest economic challenges will be figuring out how to grow our technology prowess while also creating jobs.
The demarcation in our society is going to be those that have skills and those that don't.
It's one reason many business, education, and public policy leaders support Achieve 60 AZ. The initiative's goal is to get 60% of working-age Arizonans to hold certificates or college degrees by 2030. Right now, it's 42%.
Our educational attainment is below average now. It used to be above average.
ASU professor Tom Rex says Arizona's per-pupil spending, teachers' salaries, and educational attainment were well above average until about 1970. He thinks raising taxes to fund education will lead to more prosperity.
Yeah, you can argue all these other things that don't involve money, but what is it that's going to improve the quality of schools without a real boost in money? You're going to point at that teacher who's making $40,000 a year, is criticized roundly by lots of people as doing a poor job, and they're just going to miraculously decide they're going to become the super teacher? Is that really going to happen?
Changing perceptions is one goal of the Maricopa Community College District. It created business and industry leadership teams to help establish a pipeline of skilled workers. Chancellor Maria Harper Marinick.
There are jobs in areas that somehow are not attractive to, for example, a lot of young people. That is something we need to own together. So there's some areas where there is jobs and we need to message why those jobs are important, what great career opportunities they present.
Okay. I want you to turn your coolant off.
When he was younger, Kirill Motenko never gave machining much thought. But after working various service jobs, the 33-year-old is ready for a career.
Push start.
A career he knows will require continuing education to keep up with technology and employer expectations.
I look forward to it, actually.
Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.